Listen closely to the noise the global airline industry is making this morning, and you'll hear new concerns about the economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Steve Giatakis. We've got the global perspective for you, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. That whining coming from international airlines today isn't just from their jet engines. It's the sound of an industry complaining about sharply falling profits. From the Europe desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Airline profits soared last year as the global economy recovered from recession. They reached $18 billion. But this year, profits have stalled and will likely plummet by 80%. The industry's trade body blames three main factors. The Arab unrest, that cut air travel to the Middle East. Japan's earthquake had an even more devastating effect on the vitally important Japanese market. But the trade body's boss, Giovanni Bisignani, says the biggest blow has been the steep rise in the price of oil.
$1 increase per barrel means $1.6 billion. We've seen that the oil has already increased by nearly 30%. And that is a big, big problem for us.
And an even bigger problem could be looming. He says the airlines could wind up in the red this year if the worst fears of a slump in economic growth are realized. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Just south of the country of Mongolia sits the northern Chinese province of Inner Mongolia. It's become the scene of what authorities have called a warlike situation. Troops have descended on the region in response to days of protests over large-scale coal mining. As our China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports, the Chinese government is moving to overhaul the region's mining industry.
A few weeks ago, a group of sheep herders in this remote region stood in the way of a coal truck. They wouldn't allow the driver to go any further, but the driver did. He ran over one of them, dragging him the length of a football field, killing him. The herder was ethnic Mongolian. The driver was Han Chinese, the country's ethnic majority. In the past, ethnic conflicts here have usually had one outcome, a brutal crackdown by government police. But this is more than an ethnic conflict. Mongolian activist Ekbat Togochog says it's an economic one.
Inner Mongolia has become the energy base of China and then becoming the largest coal producer in China.
And that's why China's government is handling these protests delicately. The government has suspended mining in parts of the province, and it's ordered mining companies to make sure they stay off local herding grounds. A slowdown of coal mining in this region threatens to raise energy prices at a time when the price of doing business in China is increasing like never before. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
A quick check of the numbers. Stocks in Shanghai closed almost 1% higher. Hong Kong and Tokyo sank more than 1%. European shares are down fractionally this hour. Oil prices have slipped a bit, but nowhere near enough to make those airlines happy. Wall Street will be trying to break what's now a five-week losing streak.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to four loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
The nation's top central banker, Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke, is set to speak in Atlanta today. And it seems he'll touch on last week's sorry jobs numbers. Some in the workforce are especially antsy, teenagers. Fewer and fewer are finding jobs. Tracy Samuelson reports.
Meet a frustrated job seeker.
My name is Benson Hu. I'm 16 and I'm from Queens, New York.
Benson is finishing his junior year of high school and would love to work at a museum this summer. He's also applied for jobs through a New York City program for teenagers. So far, no luck. Same as last summer and the summer before that.
It seems like every other, you know, job application is based on like a lottery or just a random pick, especially for like kids my age.
This summer is the worst labor market for teens since the government started tracking them at the end of World War II. Only a quarter of the 17 million kids aged 16 to 19 will find summer jobs. That's according to a recent report by the Center for Labor Market Studies at Northeastern University. A lot of the summer jobs once held by teens simply aren't available anymore.
what we've gradually done is moved young people away. We took it from the gas station, we took it away, grocery store. The average person grocery store is packing their groceries, somebody 55, 65 years old. So a lot of the basic jobs that we gave to young people, you know, we've kind of reoriented work and taken it away from them.
Andrew Sum co-authored the Northeastern study. He says tough times have drawn older workers into the market for permanent part-time positions. Employers would rather hire them than train new kids each summer. So teens simply aren't getting a start in the working world. Professor Sum says that has implications beyond August. Things like juvenile delinquency, teen pregnancy, high school attendance rates, and even future earning power.
The more you and I work throughout our teens, the more you and I are going to work when we're in our early 20s. We'll not only work more, but we'll get better paid.
In Queens, Benson knows it's a tough labor market for everyone, not just him. But that doesn't make it any easier to face the same struggle year after year.
Well, I'd say up until now, I have a lot of patience. Just hope it doesn't run out.
Any job would be better, he says, than doing SAT test prep for the third summer in a row. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Finally this morning from the Marketplace Karma Desk, a retired Florida couple spent the weekend celebrating what their lawyer calls sweet justice. When Bank of America foreclosed on their house, they insisted they'd paid cash for the place and never took out a mortgage. They took the bank to court and won. But no, that wasn't the sweet justice part. The court ordered Bank of America to pay their legal fees. And when, after 5 months, B of A still hadn't coughed up the money, the lawyer got sheriff's deputies to accompany him to the local branch in Naples, Florida, and foreclosed. He threatened to load up a moving truck with furniture, computers, and any cash in the drawers. After an hour of nervously negotiating, the B of A manager cut a check to pay up in full, almost $6,000. A reader who posted a comment on the Naples News website seems to sum this all up. Every time I read this story, it brings a tear of happiness to my eye. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
California is trying to come up with a plan to fix its overcrowded prisons. There's talk of shifting some inmates from state prisons to county jails, but that costs money.
If the funding is not approved, LA County cannot provide the necessary beds for the transfer of these inmates.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Arrested plans next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.